from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. Let us listen for the word of the Lord. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." Jesus said to them, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial." And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything, because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will you give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Truly, this is good news, my friends, in so many ways. They ask Jesus, "How shall we pray?" And he teaches them this prayer, which has become known as the Lord's Prayer. And throughout the course of our Christian history, we have added that chunk onto the end, which some churches do not pray. We have combined aspects of this Scripture as it appears in Luke with the same prayer in Matthew, which has just a few different words. Instead of sins in Matthew, it does say debts, for example. So here it is, this glorious prayer at last. Today, we receive this Scripture. But not just the instruction to pray, mind you, but right away, Jesus has 2 different stories he tells to inform us about what this prayer is and how it works. All of this is together, my friends. Do not teach your children the Lord's Prayer without also teaching them these stories, for they all go together. It is so important. The first tale, suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread." We all know this story, and some of us have even experienced it, I am sure. A neighbor knocking in the dead of night, needing help with something. Of course, because we are all such Christians, we all help. Yes, of course. But if you had a really annoying neighbor that kept asking for help over and over and over again, kept borrowing your tools and never returning them, kept needing things all the time and not getting them for himself and taking care of himself, but leaning on you all the time for your help, it would get on your nerves, would it not? And you might be led to the point where you would say, "I am not getting up to help you in the dead of night. My children are asleep in bed with me. If I get out of this bed, they'll wake up and cry. You leave me alone." I can imagine it. I can imagine it. Jesus says, even that neighbor that is so annoying will be helped even if it's just to get rid of them and shut them up. Persistence. This is a story about persistence. It is a humorous one. Jesus told it, and it has been remembered. It has been remembered because it is a special word about prayer and about coming to God. You come again, and you come again, and you never give up. You knock, and you knock, and you knock, and the door will be open to you. The more you read the Bible, the more of these stories you learn, the more of this wisdom you contemplate, the more you know, the more you will reach out. I know plenty of excellent Christian people who barely know the Word of God at all, who don't read the Bible very much, though they do come to church, and they do listen, and they remember and they learn. Brothers and sisters, your persistence will give you all good things. God is persistent with you too. The second story. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, search you will knock. When he says, is there anyone among you, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Your beloved child, would you hand them something dangerous and awful if what they wanted was just good food? No. In the same way, God knows exactly what you need. What you need. Your daily bread, the manna from heaven, could not be kept overnight. Right? In the same way, each day, God gives us new soil with rich nutrients to send forth our roots, growing deeper in the faith. Each day, we are presented with gifts and callings. Each day, God is listening to your prayers, is answering your prayers, is working on you, guiding you. Are you listening? This is the good news. We are given this prayer. In the tradition of our church, we make sure we pray this often. Every time we have a meeting, just about. Certainly every time we come together for worship. For it is a special gift, this prayer. There are those who are in recovery programs, who have never heard this prayer before, but are introduced to it as part of creating a new foundation for a broken life. They are taught to use this prayer. They begin to pray this prayer. There are people throughout history that pray this prayer, not just once a day, but over and over and over again. What happens to you when you pray such a prayer like this, over and over and over? It becomes you, my friends. It works its way deep inside. Even as you have been given this prayer, you give it back to God. How beautiful it is to be able to pray it with anybody else. Let us pray. Wonderful God, we thank you for these words and this guidance, for this inspiration. We thank you for this time to dwell upon the meaning of this prayer and its great power in the world. Thank you, God, that we all have this one thing to ground us in what is truly important. Not merely the words themselves, but that Jesus Christ is central, that from God comes everything good. Lord, grow in us, we pray. Help us to say the Lord's Prayer many, many more times, yet today and in the days to come. Show us the places where we are called to pray it again, out loud or to ourselves. Lord, bring us closer to you. In Christ we ask this. Amen.